Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Her Majesty may be planning a holiday crisis meeting with all the family welcome, including Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. An insider was quoted by The Express as saying, "The fact that the Queen is even considering something as new age as a family counseling session, given how old she is, shows how bad things are. The Queen doesn't trust that the Sussexes, Cambridges, and Prince Charles will ever be able to sort out their differences on their own, so it's time for professional help." Fox News took a look at Ingrid Seward's biography of Prince Philip, which claims that Philip was worried that Harry and Meghan's Mexit would be damaging to the royal family. "Philip had a great deal of sympathy with Meghan," Seward told Fox News, "and I think that because Philip himself was an outsider when he married Princess Elizabeth, he was treated appallingly by the courtiers, but that was in 1947. I think that Philip really understood that Meghan was going to find royal life difficult, and he was supportive of her, but at this great age, there was a limit to how involved he wanted to be. At that age, you just don't have the energy and the drive to interfere too much with your grandchildren's lives. If Prince Philip would have been younger, he would have been more influential. He would have told Harry, 'Are you sure you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're giving up? You cannot have one foot in the palace and the other foot out. You have to make a decision, and I don't want you to regret it.'" Internally, Philip was very upset, but he wasn't going to let Harry see that, Seward continued. "He's always going to support his wife, Queen Elizabeth. He knew that Harry and Meghan leaving would be damaging to the monarchy, because people will say, 'What's so awful that this young couple couldn't bear to be part of it?'" Seward also discussed the often made comparison to Edward VIII's abdication and decision to live out his life with American divorcee Wallace Simpson. "It was a very similar scenario, although in a totally different era," Seward explained. "Meghan is a divorcee, which of course we are still a little old-fashioned about in England. She's American, and Harry seemingly gave up everything for her, so there is a real similarity. Wallace hated England. She hated the climate and felt people didn't understand her or a sense of humor. In the case of Meghan, I think she very much felt that the British people didn't understand her or particularly liked her. And I don't think she was a great fan of England either. Her home is California, and that's where her heart is." As for Philip, Seward says that these days, he likes watching television, he loves cooking programs, he's always been incredibly interested in food and different ways of cooking it. He writes letters. He's very deaf, but still has his eyesight. He hasn't been driving recently, but even in his 97th year, he was still going out with his horses and carriages, and he's very active for someone his age. And he feels that's what's keeping him going every morning. Via Town and Country, Prince Charles spoke with the editor-in-chief of British Vogue, Edward Enfield, about traditional skills in the British textile industry and creating more sustainable fashion. During the discussion, he joked that the way he dresses was like a stopped clock, but added that he likes to find brilliant makers as well as get items repaired rather than throw them away. Charles spoke about his attempts to make the fashion industry greener. 30 years or so ago, I decided to look at those companies that apply for my warrant, where they put by appointment to, up outside their shop with a coat of arms. And I said, you're not going to get my warrant anymore unless you conform to the following. In those days, pretty basic environmental requirements. And there were howls of protest and anguish and gnashing of teeth, and they all said, it'll ruin our businesses. And I said, sorry, we have to do it. So, of course, they went away, looked at their supply chains, looked at the way they did things. Lo and behold, they came back and said, well, actually, it saved us money and made us money to do it in a better way. As for his own style, I thought I was like a stopped clock. I'm right twice every 24 hours. But no, I mean, I'm very glad you think it has style. I mind about detail and color, things like that, and color combinations. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.